If you were able to walk into a room confident that you would be well-received, seen, heard, and appreciated by others, and all it took was a few changes in how you navigate your everyday relationships, would you be willing to make those changes? It is possible to be both fully authentic and to experience the best relationships of your life. Now, here is the host of Navigating Complicated Relationships with behavior expert Mikayla Gaffin-Stone.
Hi, welcome everyone to Navigating Complicated Relationships. This episode is called Health, Happiness and Wild Fit, Your Catalyst for Change. I am your friendly neighborhood certified Wild Fit coach and board certified behavior analyst, and I am thrilled to have those two certifications that I can work with together, because Wild Fit is all about behavior change that you're in charge of that get you to a better place where you have the health and the happiness and the wellness that you're looking for, right? So this is a transformative journey that we're talking about today, looking for vibrant health, not just I'm okay today, I can make it through the day. No, that's surviving, that's not thriving. Refer to a previous episode for that kind of conversation. But for this one, we're looking at the empowering principles that Wild Fit bring to you and how it can revolutionize your life, because it really does. And I'll tell you about my journey as well, because usually, you know, when someone has something they're passionate about, a program that they want to tell you about, it's because it's done amazing things for them, right? Makes sense? I'm sure it does. And I'm no exception to that. So I have that story coming up. WildFit is a holistic approach. And that word's bandied around a lot. And sometimes I think it's a very superficially used word. Holistic meaning, you know, we cover a bunch of things, but does it go deep or is it just on the surface? And very often, holistic programs, holistic approaches aren't really very deep. WildFit is different. It's deep. It goes as deep as you want to go. And with the behavior analysis background that I have, I can tell you we can go pretty darn deep if you're ready. We can uncover a whole lot of things that once you see them, you don't have to be bound by them anymore. That's called getting rid of limitations. Is that wild? Is that cool? I'm telling you, it's cool. I've done it and it's cool. I'm still doing it and it's way cool. So there you go. That's my thoughts on that process. So WildFit is also personalized, because if you think about it, if I gave you, say, a meal plan and said, here you go, this will work for you, I got it out of a book and it's really good. Well, you and how many people are going to have the same meal plan to look at? You're coming from a different starting place. So how is what works for me necessarily going to work for you? We have very different health backgrounds. We have very different life experience. We have very different starting places in our health journey from now and even from birth, right? Some people are born with some issues going on. Other people develop them. Some people don't have a lot going on yet. These are all different starting places. And everybody can look for improvement from where they are, of course. Why would you not? If you're not improving, you're either stagnating or you're declining. So the option really is to improve. It doesn't imply anything negative about you. It simply means that, yeah, you're moving forward in life, right? So having these personalized strategies really, really helps. It targets you where you're at and where you want to go to, what your goals are. So all of this is incorporated in this amazing program called WildFit. So whether you're looking to revitalize your health, break free of unhealthy habits, and I'm sure you know which ones I mean, it's the 3 o'clock in the afternoon donut, or the, you know, two coffees in the morning before anybody can talk to you because you're not human yet, that kind of thing. Those you could do with looking at them to see who's in charge. Is it you or is it the habit? Typically speaking, by definition, a habit is in charge because it's something that's on automatic. A habit is something you just do, you don't think about it. Kind of like driving home from work, You don't think about every turn you have to take. A few people might, but most people don't. You just drive, right? And then you arrive home, not having remembered the journey particularly, because you're on autopilot. And that's a habit. It's a behavior that's on autopilot. So stay tuned to this episode if you'd like to hear more about how to get out of feeling or, well, I'm okay, I'll do, you know, feeling that kind of mediocre space, or basically not feeling well, how to move from that to a much healthier, more vibrant version of you, more energetic. It's just great to have more energy during the day. You can get so much more done, but the more important thing, I think, is not so much how much can you do, as how do you feel about the things you're choosing to do? What decisions do you want to make? Because think about it. If you're feeling less than well, if you're feeling kind of tired and fatigued and you know, and maybe the day's not exciting you and you're fed up of work and you're fed up of this and that and the other, what kind of decisions do you think you make from that headspace? That they're not based on a very good foundation. So chances are they're not your best decisions because they're not coming from a good place. So the more you get to be feeling energetic, feeling healthy, feeling full of, you know, enthusiasm for life, the better your choices will be. And that's part of the process to move you forward toward the success you're looking for, whatever your definition is, right? And that's something that is important to notice, I think, is that it's not somebody else's definition of your success. Other people are always going to have an opinion about it. But, you know, as I've kind of mentioned before, opinions and backsides are something everybody has, and we don't necessarily need to know about either of them, right? So your life is not going to be enriched by hearing other people's thoughts on what you need to do. You know what you want to do. You can feel it within. You don't need somebody else telling you. But if you're not feeling well, if you're lethargic and just, you know, I'd rather go back to bed, then you can't access that so well. You don't have that key to get into your best decision making. So I mentioned at the beginning that WildFit was an incredible journey for me, and it's happened over time. So I started doing WildFit in 2021, and I was getting some progress. It was good, it was good. And then I had a major shoulder injury and was one tendon short of a shoulder replacement. It was a huge surgery, and it happened right at a crucial time in the process of WildFit. So WildFit, the journey I'd had so far, helped my recovery. I'm pretty sure of that. And it was certainly much better advice than I was getting from certain medical areas who were telling me to drink Gatorade as a pre-surgery preparation. And if you've looked at the labels, not only is it neon, but it also is full of high fructose corn syrup. Now, if you've been under a rock and you're not aware of how bad high fructose corn syrup is for you, I suggest you look it up online. To pick any source, just look it up and you will see that that stuff does nothing good for you. So as a pre-surgery preparation, I'm going to say that was not the gold standard choice. But fortunately, I had a much better choice through WildFit. So I did that. I followed their advice and I recovered much better, I think, than I would have done. So that was the start of it. And then I kind of got into doing other things and left WildFit alone for a while and experienced some health issues that really weren't going away. And they were putting me in a place where I couldn't make my best decisions. And so I figured, well, let me think back to when I was the fittest and healthiest I've ever been. And what was that? What was I doing? What came to me was I used to have a boutique gym in Malaysia, and I would train women to be healthy, to be fit. You know, we would do a lot of fitness stuff and then some nutrition as well. And I was immersed in that. I was living that lifestyle. That was my fittest and healthiest time. So I figured, well, WildFit was amazing for me before, And I think I'd like to do WildFit again myself. And I'd love to coach it so that I can be immersed in this. So it's for me and it's also for you. Now, my recent cohort, they did 13 weeks of WildFit and we just finished a week and a half ago. And wow, amazing results. But let me tell you what I got out of the deal. I'm 25 pounds lighter now than I was at the beginning of the program. I mentioned I had some health issues. And one of the things with the health issues is releasing weight, losing weight can be a difficult thing to do when you got a lot of inflammation going on. And this has been a problem for me that kind of it's self-perpetuating. But WildFit managed to come in there and change that story and move things over. Now, not only is my health improving and my weight is much better than it was, I'm thrilled with that, but it also gives me food freedom, different understanding of what I'm eating and what it's all about. You see, we often eat food that doesn't actually work for us at all, but we're so used to feeling unhealthy, less than we could be, that we don't realize that food is doing bad things. So for me, one of the things I came across was white potatoes. Like, I love baked potatoes. They are so good. But boy, they don't love me. They do bad things to me. And I discovered this. So now the point to that story is I now know what's going to happen if I eat that potato. So if it looks and smells particularly delicious, and I am prepared to deal with those symptoms for a while, then I can choose to eat the potato. But if I don't want to deal with those symptoms, then I'm going to choose to not have the potato. So there's notice in that language. There's no wording of, I can't have, I'm not allowed. There's none of that diet language. We get into a very punitive mindset with diets, which I'll get to shortly. But with WildFit, it's all about you being empowered. What do you want? Do you want the taste of that more than you want to avoid what it brings for you? It's up to you. Other foods, you feel really good after you eat them. Very cool. How often do you want to eat those things? You can choose them. You know what you're doing. And that's a big difference from having food controlling you by being a habit. And there's other ways that food controls you. And again, we'll get into that in a minute or two as well. But right now, I would like you to stay with me. We have a break coming up shortly, not just for a minute, but I'd like you to stay with me, make some notes. And if you have questions, I imagine you do, then do email me at mickey@gaffinstone.com, which is MIKKI, because I'm not a mouse. At Gaffin, GAFFEN, stone like a rock, .com. And I am very happy to email you back. We can have a conversation because this journey might be just what you need. And I'm not going to tell somebody who's not ready for it that they should do it because that doesn't help anyone. Doesn't help me, doesn't help you. Why would I do that? Right. So I'm looking for people who are ready for some transformation for their health and well-being. I'm looking for people who really know that now is a good time to work on it. And life's always going to be happening, right? So it's not after this event or, well, I've just got this to get through. We've always got this to get through. That's part of the deal is you learn how to navigate the food landscape while living your life, not after this is done. So stay tuned to Navigating Complicated Relationships. I'm your host, Mikaela Gaffin-Stone, and I will be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
What if your relationships could be a source of delight instead of a source of struggle? In a world where human interactions are anything but straightforward, tuning in to Navigating Complicated Relationships with behavior expert Mikaela Gaffin-Stone will offer you insights, tools, and a whole new level of understanding for you to use right now. Listen for Navigating Complicated Relationships with Mikaela Gaffin-Stone, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Navigating Complicated Relationships with Makayla Gaffin Stone. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to mickey@gaffinstone.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to me, Makayla Gaffin Stone, and we are navigating complicated relationships. The complicated relationship right now is the one that you have with food, and by definition, it's going to be the relationship you have with the marketing that's influencing you, with the food industry that is manipulating you, and really, I can't think of another word for it, and the pharmaceutical industry that really is pushing an agenda. You know, if you're watching TV, you are seeing a whole lot of pharmaceutical advertisements. Now, the US is the eighth country I've lived in so far in my life, and no other country does this to its people. No other country is pushing medications at people and saying, this is amazing. You know, there's two things it does for you that are really cool and 15 that are going to kill you, but go tell your doctor you want it. So the doctor is being told by the patient, I want this medication, because the patient has bought into what's being advertised. And then the insurance company, they have their own dictates about what you can and can't have. And the poor doctor in the meantime has done all this study and all this work to know what to do with you health-wise. And they're squashed by those two external influences. Excuse me. So when I say self-care over healthcare, it's because, first of all, if you're looking after yourself, the less healthcare you'll need, which is a good thing because our healthcare system is overburdened. Pick a country, they're all overburdened. We have such a huge global population now, and the health situations are becoming worse globally. Obesity rising, the amount of diabetes that's around there. You know, it's all of this is straining the healthcare system. So when you see an advertisement and you go to your doctor and say, hey, I want that little pill with a big story to tell. Everybody looks like they're so happy. They're having such a good time. You know, I want that and then I'll feel good. Wow. You have no idea what that medication is going to do to you other than the sort of images that you got. Really and truly, you're not listening to all those side effects that they rattle off as fast as possible. You're not listening to that. And you're also not aware of what the interchange is between that medication and whatever else you might be taking, whether that's vitamins and minerals or whether that's other meds. And your doctor has about 9 minutes to talk to you. A friend of mine in the UK is a doctor there, and she says they have 7 minutes. So you really don't have that much time, right? So we're influenced by marketing, and you cannot overestimate how much impact that's having on you and having on your food choices and having on your lifestyle choices and your expectations. These days, we expect to have illness as we get older. It's crazy, but true. And there's no reason for it. Just because you're having more trips around the sun doesn't mean you have to be sick. It doesn't mean that you have to expect a decline in functioning, in movement, in health. Like, you don't have to go that route. But if you're complacent about it, which is what the marketing is looking for, then you'll rely on that little pill and you'll keep eating the stuff that the food industry is selling to you. And it's the things that have the long shelf life. Well, think about it. Does anything in nature have a long shelf life? Anything? The answer is no, it doesn't. because there are natural vitamins and minerals and fats and all kinds of things in there that will go off. They will go rancid if you leave them. So something with a long shelf life has had those things removed and has had chemicals put back in. So when it says fortified or enriched, what that means is, hey, we took the good stuff out and put the chemicals in. Here, eat this. But that's not what your body recognizes as food. So WildFit is looking at where you're being manipulated by the food industry at the same time as teaching you a lot about the foods that do work for you while you learn for yourself. I don't want to give too much away here, but basically this is a true holistic approach because you're really looking at things from different angles and you're learning a lot so that you are empowered. And I think that's probably the key principle of WildFit, is to empower people to be their own best advocate, to be their own best carer, right? You're going to improve your health, yourself, your way. Now, if I give you a list of eat this, don't eat that, or I tell you, oh, these foods are terrible for you, don't eat them, then that's going to trigger a whole heap of things, depending on where you're coming from. Some people want to rush to be pleasing and they're going to say, oh, right, okay, I won't eat that. And yes, I will eat that. And you can keep that up for a while, but it doesn't have longevity about it because it's not coming from you. It's not your decision. You're just trying to make me happy by following what I said. It doesn't really work, but you know, that's the default for some people. Now, others can be more oppositional. And if you tell this person, eat this, don't eat that, have this much, don't have that much, that kind of thing, they're likely to get rather feisty about it and maybe run off and eat a very large chocolate bar or something, just to sort of show you, right? You're not the boss of me. I'm gonna eat these things. And so it doesn't work that way either. And then coming to the conclusion of either of those types of person, and they are a little extreme, but I mean, we all have some of those things going on, and maybe we have both of them at different times. I know, full disclosure, I'm pretty oppositional, so I'm likely to be the person that runs off and eats the chocolate bar. That's absolutely where I would come from. But if it's my choice, then I have nothing to rebel against. Right. And I can also make my own decisions. Nobody else is telling me what I need to do. And that, I think, is the ultimate of empowering. And for people pleasers, you know, people pleasing is a place of disempowerment. So as you learn to be your own best advocate, then, you know, this is going to be the best thing for you to get out of that people pleasing. And most of us want to be out of the people pleasing. We don't want to keep doing that. So these are some things that you can look forward to in WildFit. Now, I want to get into as well what WildFit isn't. You may have guessed by now, it is not a traditional diet. It's not a place where you're going to be told, do this, don't do that, here's your plan, and follow this and you'll be fine. I can think of few things that are more irritating than doing that to somebody. Like, I wouldn't like it at all. The other things I don't like, and happily they're not in WildFit, is counting calories. Good grief. I can't believe that in this day and age, people still count calories. It's crazy. It clearly doesn't work. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a growing population, we would have people who are able to manage their weight very easily by counting calories. It doesn't work. In fact, recently, Weight Watchers, who have been around since, I think, the 70s, and tons of people have gone through their program, they recently said publicly that the CEO of Weight Watchers said, we were wrong. Now, I'm just like, seriously, we were wrong. Now, I know they were, but they're admitting it. And that is, to me, so cool. Because the thing with Weight Watchers is not only was it very strict on calorie control, but they would also do things like weigh you in front of everybody and say what your weight was and whether you'd gone up or down. So we're going to control you by shaming. Whoa, you know, really? No, let's not do that. What a terrible thing to do to somebody. How utterly disempowering. I mean, that's punishing, right? Holy smokes. And not taking into consideration things like women's cycles. You may have lost fat, but your weight has gone up because of the time of month it is. Like, what is that to be weighing you in front of people? Good grief. So I'm glad they've recognized that that is incorrect. But there are still so many diets that are all about counting calories. But I assure you, if you are drinking something that has high fructose corn syrup in, for example, but you only have 100 calories, that is not the same as having 100 calories of salad or bananas or a fruit salad or steak. Like, these things are not the same. So you can't expect the same benefits from 100 calories of this versus 100 calories of that. It just doesn't work. And then when you look at mental health and well-being, these kind of weight loss diets that want you to count calories, or even the portion control, actually, that it's a lot of work to get portion control correct, because your day is different. Some days you're more active than others. Some days your body might need to do more repair than others. How did you sleep? How hydrated are you? All of these things will affect the portion size, if that's the method you're using. So that one is an awful lot of work. But the main thing here is that with calories and with portion control, one of the things that can happen to most people, I would say, is you get obsessive thoughts about food. Following this strict diet and calories and weighing yourself and all those things means that you end up worrying about how many calories have I got left? Ooh, was that portion too big? What can I have now? And you're focusing on food instead of enjoying your life. Well, that's not sustainable. You can't keep doing that. I mean, who would want to? That's not living a life. That's focusing on this arbitrary thing called a calorie. The other thing to know with calories is if you're buying a food product, first of all, know that it's not a real food. It's something that's been manufactured. But secondly, the calories that they put on that list, so you look at it and you say, oh, this is great. It's a 400 calorie meal, so that's going to do me for my evening meal and I can work out and all these things, right? You know, you have your plan around that. But did you know that that 400 calorie meal might actually be 500 calories? Because legally, the companies can be plus or minus by 20%. Plus or minus by 20%. They are not going to underestimate. They're not going to overestimate the calories. They're going to underestimate. So if you're following a calorie controlled diet, you don't really know what you're consuming. So that is problematic as well. Geez, no wonder they don't work, right? Not only is it something that you're following somebody else's orders and they haven't even met you, or if they have met you, they don't know your life story. They don't know where your metabolism's at. They don't know what your health is like. So they still can't tell you these things. It's a guess at best. Do you really want your health to rely on somebody else's guess? I would love for you to think about that for a minute. We have a break coming up, so I want you to think about that during the break. Do you really want to rely on somebody else's opinion, on somebody else's best guess about your food and your health? Because that's what you're doing when you go to those traditional diets. It's not going to work. That's why it doesn't work. It can't. It's not set up that way. So think about that, and I will see you again in just a minute after the break. You're listening to Navigating Complicated Relationships with me, Mikaela Gaffin-Stone. See you in a minute.
What if your relationships could be a source of delight instead of a source of struggle? In a world where human interactions are anything but straightforward, tuning in to Navigating Complicated Relationships with behavior expert Mikaela Gaffin-Stone will offer you insights, tools, and a whole new level of understanding for you to use right now. listen for Navigating Complicated Relationships with Michaela Gaffin-Stone. Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Navigating Complicated Relationships with Michaela Gaffin-Stone. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Mickey@GaffinStone.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you're still here. And you can find me on Facebook as well, Instagram or LinkedIn. I'm not on TikTok at this time. I've never been on TikTok. And if you think I should be, let me know and let me know why. Because this is a whole new thing for me and I haven't really explored it. So if you think that would be useful, do let me know. I'd love to have the feedback from you. And if these topics that I've been talking about lately are interesting to you, let me know about that too. What questions comes up? You know, I like to talk about the diet industry and why it's a problem, because it really does cause health issues. It's part of the reason we have so much ill health in the world. And how can that be? Well, hey, I'm so glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you anyway. Now, before the break, I said, you know, do you really want to rely on somebody else's opinion, on somebody else's best guess about your health and how you need to look after yourself? Do you? And I'm going to guess that that isn't really what you were thinking of. It's not your idea when you're looking at a diet. When you're looking at a diet, you want to lose weight because either your doctor said you need to, your clothes don't fit anymore, you're not happy with how you look. You know, there's any number of reasons why, but the point is, when you're looking at a diet, you're looking for help. And what you're getting is not helpful. It's a setup. Again, it's a setup, just like the food industry is. When you go through that cycle of trying a diet and then it lasts a few weeks and you get some results, because restrictive eating, of course, you're going to get results, but they're not lasting. That's the problem. They're just brief. And while you have those brief results, you're screwing with your metabolism. You're messing it up. It's like, are we in a famine now? Okay, if we're in a famine, then I need to slow down and hang on to everything. And you're going to get the stress hormone cortisol produced because there's a famine. Okay, this is stressful. We have to like do something about it in order to survive. Well, cortisol, sneaky little thing, what it does is it tells your body, store the fat, hang on to it, don't let anything go. We need this. We've got a problem. So when you go onto a restrictive diet, you're getting that story. Your body's getting that story. If you keep doing these diets one after the other, you keep doing that to your body. And the poor thing is trying to do its best for you. I mean, this is where you live, right? You have one body and you got to live in it. So it's trying to survive. It's trying to do the things you need, but you're not really giving it very good tools when you're following traditional diets. You end up with disordered eating patterns. That's something that can come from the dieting industry, in fact. Binge eating and then purging. That can be an offshoot. You know, no diet's going to recommend that, but it's something that you can end up doing because you can't keep within the restrictive rules that they've given you. It's like, it's too little. I'm hungry all the time. I'm just going to eat all these things because I can't stand it anymore. And then you feel guilty, so you have to get rid of the food you just ate. This is a huge medical problem, and it leads to all kinds of internal issues that your doctor will happily tell you about. I mean, I could, but I don't know if we want to go there on a podcast. Suffice it to say that you are going to end up with some lasting problems if you go with the binge eating and the purging, for example. Compulsive exercising. Well, you know, compulsive exercising has benefits in that you're going to get fit, but also, like anything, if you do it too much, you're also going to get injured. Your body needs time to repair, and it needs to work within the capabilities that it currently has. So if you launch into this really strenuous exercise plan to go with the diet plan because you need to lose 20 pounds in a week, or, you know, whatever the scenario is, that's going to lead to some problems for you as well. Too much of a good thing is still too much. So those are some issues. Then more issues with mental health is the body image that you have. The more diets you go on, the more negative your body image is, right? You're constantly focusing on weight, looking for restrictive eating. What's the next thing that's going to contain me? You know, you're on the scale all the time. Some people will be on the scale 2-3 times a day. Well, newsflash, your body weight changes 2-3 times a day. That's not your fat. That's where you are in the day. Like, have you eaten? Have you had enough to drink? Have you just drunk something? You know, women, where are you in your cycle, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of things. So your weight changes throughout the day. If you took your weight 4 times in a day, you'd probably get 4 different weights. It doesn't mean that you're putting on weight. It just means this is your body going through the day, right? So that's why if you're going to weigh yourself, pick one time, one day of the week, do it once, and, you know, get as many of the circumstances the same as you can so that it's comparable, at least to some degree. But if you are somebody who likes to weigh yourself, bear in mind, that's just telling you how much of you there is. That's not telling you where your hydration is. It's not telling you how much of you is fat. It's not telling you anything about your health. So weight isn't really the best indicator. Clothing is a great indicator. You know, that's a really good one. If your clothes are getting tight, well, okay, you might want to look at what you've been eating lately. Or did you change something in your lifestyle and you're not moving as much? What's different? Look at that. But more things to do with the negative body image is you can start to think, well, okay, I'm going to embrace my size and, you know, this is wonderful, body positive and all of that. I would question the body positive movement as well, in that it's all the other way, right? Like, you have all this non-acceptance of extra weight and you have to go on a restrictive diet. And then you have the body positive all the other way that says, no, you're perfectly fine the way you are. Enjoy your size. Well, up to a point, yes, I don't want anybody to feel badly about their size. But is it healthy for you? Do you have health repercussions from that? That needs to be looked at. Because chances are, if you're carrying a lot of extra weight, it's going to do damage to your joints. It's going to cause problems internally. So the body positive movement, by glossing over that aspect of life, can be a problem as well. It's just, how about we go with the approach that empowers you, where you learn what's working for you and what doesn't. Because I can tell you now that the wild fit approach, you don't need to count calories. You don't need to do portion control. And yes, your weight will balance out. If you want to lose weight or you don't, you'll balance out. Typically, people do lose some weight. Like I said, I lost 25 pounds in, it was a total of 14 weeks. I lost 25 pounds. No starvation, no deprivation, no do this, don't do that. It was all a very guided approach, but very specific to me. And that's what I bring for each of my clients as well. I coach you through WildFit so that your experience is specific to you. It's not what I think it needs to look like. It's not what somebody else has said you need to do. None of that. Because I'm looking at your energy, I'm looking at your health, I'm looking at your ability to move. Like, can you go play with your kids? Can you play with your grandkids? If there's a bear coming after you, can you run? Would you choose to? You know, these are things that we need to get in touch with. What is it in your life that you can't do right now because of your health? What is it that you're being stopped from doing that you would like to be able to do? Because unless there's some really extenuating circumstances that, you know, are medical and there's nothing you can do about them, there's an awful lot that we can reverse, because there's an awful lot going on that food caused. So the diabetes epidemic, for example, that's food. I mean, type 1 is not, but type 2, which is the prevalent one, it's totally to do with food. And people aren't doing it to themselves intentionally. This is having the food industry push these kinds of foods on you and sell it to you as, you know, hey, this is the lifestyle you want. This is a really good idea. And if you get that pesky diabetes, we'll just give you a little pill and you'll be fine. Right? They are minimizing what they're doing to you so that they can sell more of their products. Wow. How is that even legal? I don't know. Well, I do. It's kind of a money thing. Follow the money and you'll see why it's legal. But the point is, you're being slowly poisoned by this. And having a program that's here to empower you, having a coach that's going to work with you all the way through, now that is the path to health, wellness, and, by the way, weight loss. But it's more of a side effect. It's honestly not the main focus. You don't need to be getting on the scales all the time. You don't need to weigh and measure your food. How cool is that? And then as you go through the process, another principle of WildFit is that it's going to work on your self-esteem, because the more you're able to do things for yourself and the more empowered you feel, the better your self-esteem, right? It all follows. Whereas if you're coming from a long history of diets, and most adults have a history of at least 5 or 6 diets in their background, well, if you're coming from that, then we have a little self-esteem repair work to do. And that happens during WildFit as well, because you're being put in a place of knowledge and empowerment, and you are the boss of you. Nobody else is going to say, oh, you did really badly there. You know, with WildFit, there is no wagon to fall off, right? You don't get that shame and blame thing of, oh no, I failed. I did this terrible thing. I ate a cupcake. Okay. You know, you ate a cupcake, and we have a little work to do around that, but there's no blame or shame involved. It's interesting. It's not a bad thing. So failed attempts at weight loss that you've had from previous efforts at weight loss, these can lead you to feeling inadequate, and your self-talk. I'd like you to check your self-talk, actually. What kind of things do you say to yourself? I suck. I just can't do this. I have no willpower. I can't. Da, da, da. I always fail diets. Do you say that kind of thing to yourself? Because if so, I would like to work with you on your self-talk. You're not helping yourself with that kind of language. But it's predictable when you've been trying weight loss diets. That's exactly what comes up from that. It's almost designed with that in mind, right? But let's have a look. We have a break coming up shortly, but afterwards we're going to have a look at how can you take control and basically, you know, get your priorities straight on what you're doing. Is it best to eat the cheapest food you can find, and then you spend money on medications and lost days at work and less of life because you have less oomph to live it? Do you want to go that route? Or do you want to find out what foods are worth spending some money on so that you're fueling your body properly? Another thing to think about while we're on the break. You're listening to Michaela Gaffin-Stone here on the Inspired Choices Network, and this is Navigating Complicated Relationships. I'll see you in a minute. Don't go away.
What if your relationships could be a source of delight instead of a source of struggle? In a world where human interactions are anything but straightforward, tuning in to Navigating Complicated Relationships with behavior expert Michaela Gaffin-Stone will offer you insights, tools, and a whole new level of understanding for you to use right now. Listen for Navigating Complicated Relationships with Michaela Gaffin-Stone, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Navigating Complicated Relationships with Michaela Gaffin-Stone. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Mickey@GaffinStone.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. That was an interesting break. So before the break, we were talking about the failed attempts at weight loss that we've all experienced. We've all tried them. And, you know, you'll try the thing that sold the best, right? By sold the best, I mean marketed the best to you, right? They show you this lifestyle you're going to live and how you're going to feel amazing and you're going to dance around and all these people are thrilled to see you because, right, that happens all the time, right? Yeah, maybe not. Before we launch back into what I'm talking about today, about you being empowered and you living your best life, I just want to let you know that next week's show is called Fueling Childhood Vitality Naturally. Now, that's you can bet that that's got to do with food. It's got to do with some other things as well. So I would like you to tune in. And if you have any thoughts about that, if there's anything you want to hear in particular on that subject, let me know. Email me at Mickey@GaffinStone.com, M-I-K-K-I, or find me on Facebook, find me on LinkedIn, find me on Instagram, and let me know what you think. I'm very responsive, so come talk to me. I won't bite, I promise. So let's have a look at the empowerment that you get when you follow something that is specifically designed for you. It's intentionally yours. And the WildFit program plus personal coaching with someone who's done WildFit. I'm certified in WildFit and I have the behavior analysis as well. So I can really get to the root of the habits that you have and why you're doing them and how you can do something different. And that cannot be sort of overstated as important. It really is important. The thing with the traditional diets, they never look at that. They never look at why you eat what you eat. They only look at the superficial stuff of eat this instead of that kind of deal. Well, honestly, you could figure that out for yourself. I don't think you need a diet plan for that, but it's also not really functional. You know, I remember hearing, well, if you really want chocolate, eat a square of chocolate. Well, okay. Are you somebody who can eat a square of chocolate? If you are, just contact me on Facebook, would you? And let me know, because I really want to understand the kind of person that can eat a square of chocolate and that does it for them. Because that's typically not going to work. And then the other thing that you're told is, oh, you want chocolate? Why don't you have a piece of apple dipped in honey? Or, you know, eat a piece of fruit. Well, I don't know if you've tried this yet, but if you have, you probably experienced that you ate the fruit and then you went and got the chocolate because the reason you want the chocolate was never addressed. And there is no substitute for chocolate. It's chocolate or it isn't. It's very simple. You know, there is no eat this instead of that. That doesn't work. Because it's completely ignoring why you want the chocolate, what you're making it mean. And that's something that WildFit and coaching together really go into with you so that in a very non-judgmental way, I have to say, there's no judging around this. We're all on this journey. We're all on this trip. But you're going to find out why you do the things you do and what you'd like to do instead. That's where your real power lies. And that's what WildFit plus my coaching is going to get you. So I'd like you to think about that because this system is, it's here. I'm going to keep doing it. So, you know, when you're ready, I'm ready too. And I'm really ready to get you where you want to be. Talk to any of the clients that just went through the program, and they'll tell you the kind of amazing results that they had. It was so cool. Now, the other thing with being on a restrictive diet that hasn't been mentioned yet is nutritional deficiencies. Now, I don't know if you've thought of that, but when you have this limited calorie intake and maybe you reach for the products that are sort of prescribed by that diet, you know, this is keto friendly, that's Atkins friendly, however it looks, right? When you go for those things, you're going to probably end up with some nutritional deficiencies. You're not going to have the protein that you need, or maybe the certain vitamins that you're getting chemicals of, but you're not getting the real thing. And that can lead to all kinds of health problems. And one of the biggest deals from eating like that is that it weakens your immune system. So you're likely to catch the things that are going around, whether it's a virus or, you know, your kids bring something home from school, whatever it is, your immune system is going to be less able to deal with it because it doesn't have all the things it needs. The traditional diet kind of misses a bunch of things out. That's what restricting your calories does. So the other thing, if you're considering a crash diet because you have an event coming up and you really need to weigh a certain amount, I would invite you to get past that notion and find clothes that fit you now and that look good on you now. Because crash diets, that extreme calorie restriction, tends to lead to muscle loss, not fat. So your scale might be going down, but the easier fuel for your body to burn is muscle rather than fat. It takes a little work to get to the fat loss. And I think that's underplayed as well, typically. Whereas we will go into that in WildFit. You're going to learn a lot about how to burn the type of fuel you want to burn. And newsflash is it's not going to be your muscle because you don't want to get rid of that stuff. The other thing with rapid weight loss, there are certain diets out there that will give you warnings that your gallbladder may end up being removed. Like there are particular diets that you have to have doctor supervision on. But I know from people I've met that have done these diets, a lot of them have ended up with their gallbladders removed because you just can't, your body's not built for this. And the rapid change in body weight disrupts the balance of bile salts and cholesterol, and you get gallstones. So, you know, there's lots of health things. I could go on about that a lot more, but I think you get the idea. And I don't want to sound like one of those advertisements that rattles off a whole bunch of symptoms. What I would like to mention, because we are running short on time, but what I would like to mention is there is no lobby for fat. There is lobby for sugar. So you're told that fat is the bad guy and fat's going to do terrible things to you. But what I would like you to know is that the studies that were done that say fat is bad for you and leads to heart attacks and so on, first of all, they're not as robust. They're not as big as you think they are, those studies. Secondly, the type of meat that they were studying was more like a fast food burger. It wasn't a good quality steak. So the quality of what you're eating really does matter. And the reason why you eat what you eat is everything. So this is where WildFit is such a different process to anything you've done before. It's empowering and you need to show up for you. So here's the trick with WildFit, if you will. You come in and give it your best shot. You show up and you trust the process, and I will show up 100%. And guide you through that process. And together we get to incredible places. That's my guarantee to you. So I'd like you to think about that. I have a program coming up June 3rd. Also happens to be my birthday, but it's a great day to start. So if you're interested, email me, message me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, and we'll talk about whether this is right for you and when it's right for you. So let me know, and I will see you next week. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Navigating Complicated Relationships show. Michaela returns Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember every relationship is a journey, and with the right tools, you can create stronger, more fulfilling connections.